Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and this is the Outlaw Michael Tomczyk. I'm waiting for my special guest, Chris, to call in, as we're supposed to be talking about Major League Baseball this morning. Chris, wake up! Get on the show! Get out of here, man! We're going to have to do a call-out on you. The Outlaw call-out for Chris. Hey, Chris, where are you? It's 8 o'clock in the morning here on Blog Talk Radio. You're on the Outlaw Michael Tomczyk show. And I am going to talk about baseball, whether Chris calls in or not. But just to let you guys know, anybody can call in. The call-in number is 619-789-1943. So, Chris, if you're listening live out there, 619-789-1943. So, let's just talk about baseball. Baseball season's right around the corner. Going to start here preseason on, actually, games are going to start March 1st, so, you know, 3 days away. And, you know, I'm not the biggest baseball fan. I'm going to tell you, I love all sports, but I'm not the biggest baseball fan in the sense that a bunch of baseball on TV. Though I do like to go to the baseball games live. We actually have a team here in Reno, Nevada called the Aces, which is a semi-professional league team here in Reno. They actually built a stadium downtown near Virginia Street, and the Aces are pretty cool. I actually have not, in the whole time I've been here in Reno, not been able to go check out the Aces. So this year, if you have an opportunity, go check out the Aces baseball team and, you know, just have a good time watching some baseball here live in Reno, Nevada. And, yeah, I am stalling for time, waiting for my buddy Chris to call in at 619-789-1943. Chris, calling you out, man. Well, I guess I'm just going to have to start without Chris. So one of the things we were going to talk about, and I'll just start out with it, is we're going to talk about the World Series. And I'm going to actually start out with the 2016 AL Championship and the 2016 NL Championships. Now, the AL Championships, as of right now, the Kansas City Royals are favored 5-1. The Houston Astros are favored 4-1. The Los Angeles Angels are favored 8-1. The Texas Rangers are favored 4-1. The New York Yankees are favored 8-1. The Blue Jays are 6-1. The Orioles are 20-1. The Red Sox are 6-1. The Indians are 8-1. The Twins are 18-1. The Tigers are 6-1. The Mariners are 12-1. The Tampa Bay Rays are 20-1. And the White Sox are 8-1. And the A's are 25-1. Now, on the other side, on the national championship side, the Chicago Cubs are 11-5. The L.A. Dodgers are 5-1. The Nationals are 6-1. The Cardinals are 4-1. The Pirates are 6-1. The Mets are 7-2. And for all you Giant fans out there, 3-1. Marlins are 20-1. San Diego Padres, 25-1. The Diamondbacks, 10-1. The Milwaukee Brewers, 50-1. The Rockies are 50-1. The Braves are 50-1. The Phillies are 100-1. And the Reds are 100-1. So those are the current odds for the AL Championship and the NL Championship. Now let's talk odds to win the 2016 Baseball World Series. The World Series, the Chicago Cubs are 9-2. The LA Dodgers are 10-1. The Kansas City Royals are 10-1. The Washington Nationals are 12-1. The Houston Astros are 8-1. The Cardinals are 8-1. The Angels are 8-1. The Rangers are 8-1. The Pittsburgh Pirates are 15-1. The New York Mets are 8-1. The Blue Jays are 15-1. The Yankees are 18-1. The Giants are 6-1. The Orioles are 40-1. The Red Sox are 12-1. The Marlins are 40-1. The Indians are 20-1. The Twins are 40-1. The Padres are 50-1. The Diamondbacks are 22-1. The Detroit Tigers are 15-1. The Mariners are 30-1. The Tampa Bay Rays are 40-1. The White Sox are 18-1. The Brewers are 100-1. The Colorado Rockies are 100-1. The Atlanta Braves are 100-1. The Oakland A's are 60-1. And the Philadelphia Phillies are 200-1. And the Cincinnati Reds are 200-1. So as of right now, those are your current 2016 Baseball World Series odds and your 2016 AL Championship and 2016 NL Championship odds. And I am still waiting for Chris to call in, which would be a really big help. If anybody wants to call in and talk baseball, it's 619-789-1943. It really helps when I have someone to talk to here on the show. You guys, it's really hard to talk to myself, to be honest with you. So we'll keep going on some more proposition bets that we have for the 2016 Pro Baseball propositions. This is a proposition bet, pitcher with more regular season wins. So these are some pitchers, and it's like a proposition bet against one pitcher against the other. Now, I am not very good with names, so Dallas Kershaw versus Jake Arrieta. Arrieta is favored by a half. Zach Greinke with Clayton Kershaw. Kershaw is favored by 3.5. Felix Hernandez versus David Price. David Price is favored by 2.5. And Matt Harney versus Chris Sale. Chris Sale is favored by -1.5. Madison Bumgarner versus Matt Schillinger. And Schillinger is favored by 0.5. Then we have player with more regular season home runs. Chris Davis versus Fernando Stanton, which is -2.5. Bryce Harper versus Mike Trout by -0.5. David Ortiz versus Paul Goldschmidt. Goldschmidt is favored by 1.5. George Springer versus Chris Bryant, which is favored by 5.5. And Anthony Ricardo versus Nelson Cruz, who is favored by 2.5. So there are some propositions for you. Now, here's a number of home runs hit by 2016 home run leader. So 0 to 36 is 12-1, 37, 15-1, 38, 12-1, 39, 10-1, 40, 8-1, 41, 8-1, 42, 8-1, 43, 6-1, 44, 5-1, 45, 5-1, 46, 6-1, 47, 8-1, 48, 10-1, 49, 11-1, 50, 15-1, 18-1, 52, 20-1, 53, 25-1, and 54, 30-1. 55 or more is 25-1. So here's some more odds for you. Teams with more regular season wins. And we have the New York Yankees versus the New York Mets. The Mets are favored by 3.5. Los Angeles Angels versus Los Angeles Dodgers. Dodgers are favored by 5.5. Chicago White Sox versus Chicago Cubs. Chicago Cubs are favored by 6.5. Baltimore Orioles versus Washington Nationals. Washington Nationals are favored by 7.5. Cincinnati Reds versus the Cleveland Indians. Cleveland Indians are favored by 13.5. Tampa Bay Rays versus Miami Marlins. Miami Marlins are favored by 0.5. Houston Astros versus the Texas Rangers. Texas Rangers are favored by 0.5. Kansas City Royals versus St. Louis Cardinals. And St. Louis Cardinals are favored by 1.5, actually. Philadelphia Phillies and Pittsburgh Pirates are favored by, wow, you guys won't believe this, 30.5. Oakland A's versus the San Francisco Giants. Giants favored by 14.5. San Diego Padres versus Seattle Mariners. Mariners are favored by 8.5. Atlanta Braves versus Boston Red Sox. Red Sox are favored by 20.5. Colorado Rockies versus the Minnesota Twins. Twins are favored by 8.5. Milwaukee Brewers versus Detroit Tigers. Detroit Tigers are favored by 12.5. Arizona Diamondbacks and Toronto Blue Jays. Blue Jays are favored by 2.5. So those are a lot of your odds for right now. And I'm still waiting for Chris to call in. Chris at 619-769-1943. And if Chris is not going to call in, anybody from the internet or anywhere out there listening live right now on Blog Talk Radio or the Outlaw Michael Tomczyk Show can call in live at 619-789-1943. And I'm going to go ahead and throw out a few pitches here. I am currently looking for all kinds of sports people to interview here on Blog Talk Radio. If you're involved in any kind of sport, baseball, football, soccer, rugby, roller derby, boxing, MMA, NASCAR, roller derby, I already said roller derby, surfing, volleyball, I don't care what the sport is. I am looking for people to interview. And the interviews are generally last about 15 to 20 minutes. All that I ask is that you have to call in on the guest line at 619-789-1943. And you can be a guest live right here on Blog Talk Radio with the Outlaw Michael Tomczyk on the Outlaw Michael Tomczyk Show. And this show can be heard only on the internet. We are not live on the radio. It's only an internet show. So you guys can definitely join us on the internet, though. You can also find me on Facebook, Twitter, Google, Yahoo, YouTube, and a bunch of other places. If you guys need to contact me, the contact email is thetoutlawmtomsik@yahoo.com. That's how you guys can originally contact me if you want to be on the show live. Now, I am going to talk a little bit on how to wager on baseball. So baseball is coming in. As many of you guys know, I live in Reno, Nevada. Nevada is a state where you can wager on sports legally. A lot of people like to bet on baseball. I will tell you, baseball is mostly a sport that is bet on based on pitchers. How baseball works is basically you have, you know, two teams playing each other, and there will be they list the pitchers, what they call listing the pitchers. All the pitchers will be listed for every team that is playing. After the name of the pitcher is listed, a money line is put up. The money line basically means, as in with football, there's a point spread. Baseball, there's no point spreads. So there's a money line. So the negative money line is always the favorite team. So this is an example. I will use the San Francisco Giants versus the LA Dodgers. So if the Dodgers were at the Giants and the Giants were the favorite, they would have a minus number behind them. Let's just say it was minus $1.50. If the Giants are minus $1.50, that means you have to put up $1.50 to make a dollar. Or if you want to make $100, you have to put up $150 to make $100. Now, the opposite side of that is usually a plus. So the Dodgers would be most likely plus. They would probably be plus around a dollar. 40, 35, somewhere in there. And it's just the opposite side with the pluses. So this is how most people bet baseball is on the money lines. The minus is the favorite. A lot of people bet the pitchers. Now, there's also what is called a total in baseball. The total is the amount of total runs that is scored in the entire game for both teams. So let's just use the Dodgers and the Giants once again as an example. If the total was, let's say, 6, you could bet over or under the 6. And there usually is a money line involved with the over and under, but sometimes there is not. If there's not a money line involved with the total, it is usually $1.10 to make a dollar either way. So it's depends on which way you like the over-under. If there's a money line, again, the minus is a little bit favorite, and the minus will be favorite, and the plus will be what we call the dog in the business. And so that is two basic bets of baseball. There is one more bet, which is called a run line. The run line is they either add or subtract a minus 1.5 runs. So you can either say that if you feel your team can win by 2 runs or more, you can take the minus 1.5, and that's usually the minus 1.5 is usually at a plus because you're giving up the runs. The plus 1.5 is usually more of a favorite because you're adding, or I'm sorry, I did that backwards. The plus 1.5 is usually the favorite. Minus 1.5 is usually, well, it could go either way. But anyway, if you take the run line, you got to look for the money line. Now, I'm probably totally confused on that. So a run line, basically, if you have a plus and a minus, the minus means you have to win by 2 runs. The plus means you get plus a run, basically. Or the other way is, you know, you have to win by two runs, basically, to win that bet. So that's called a run line bet, and that has money line bets on it as well. Now, also, a couple of years ago, a lot of casinos started doing other bets on baseball. There is now a way you can bet just the first 5 innings on baseball. And it works similar in the same way as the regular game does, except for usually it just includes the first 5 innings. So it will be over at the last 5th inning. When that inning ends, it will be entirely over. Now, it works the same way. It has a money line on the pitchers, and it has an over and under, and it has a run line. So basically, if you, whatever team you bet, let's say you bet the Giants again, if the Giants win the first 5 innings, then you win your bet. If you bet the over or under, and that depends on, you know, how the game goes, but you know, you can win your bet that way, and then there's usually a run line. There's also, if you're betting very large, I highly recommend what we call listing the pitchers. And what listing the pitchers does is you tell the person to list the pitcher on your team. So if you're going to bet the Giants and you want a specific pitcher that was starting that day, and you list the pitcher, what this does when you list the pitcher, especially if you're betting big, it's an insurance that that is the pitcher that is going to start the game. Sometimes in baseball, they'll switch out pitchers or they'll change pitchers. If you list your pitcher and he does not throw the first pitch, then you automatically get a refund. But if you bet the game and you list the pitchers and he throws the first pitch and they yank him out after the first pitch, you're stuck. As long as that pitcher throws the first pitch and you list that pitcher, then you're stuck with that pitcher. So that's the basic ways to four ways you can really bet baseball. You got the money lines, you got the total, and you got the run line. You got the first 5 innings, and that also has a money line, a total, and a run line. So most casinos' minimum bets are around $5 per game. I believe you can go up to around $11,000 on a baseball game, depending on what casino you go to and what sports book you go to. So those are the amounts you can win. You can also do what is called a parlay, and that's when you have, you parlay together one or more baseball teams. Depending on what casino you go to, you can bet anywhere from 1 to 10 teams, or what sports book you go to, 1 to 10 teams on a parlay. There's various payouts. Actually, the more teams you add on, the higher the payout is. Of course, the money lines will affect your parlays because you take big minus lines. It's going to affect your payouts. If you have a lot of pluses, what we call dogs, you know, you're going to get a lot of, you know, better payout. And I've always been a dog bettor, so I like betting on the dogs in baseball. And, you know, unfortunately, I don't think Chris is going to make it on the show today. So I'm probably not going to go the full length of the show. And hopefully, you know, I've covered a little bit of ground for you guys on how to bet on baseball. And, you know, hope you guys have an enjoyable baseball season. And I do want to throw one thing out there, is that the prediction for the Chicago Cubs to go all the way this year, which is pretty interesting. They're pretty high out there. You know, you always got to look at the teams that are in there that are big major teams, the Boston Red Sox, New York Yankees, San Francisco Giants, you know, these type of teams that seem to stand out in the baseball season. And, you know, I hope you guys really have an enjoyable baseball season. Once again, I'm asking for any kind of sports people to come on Blog Talk Radio on the Outlaw Michael Thompson Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed today. I know it's kind of boring just listening to me by myself. I really do apologize. I did have a special guest named Chris that was supposed to come on the show. He must have slept in or forgot that he was supposed to be on the show this morning. And then I have a friend that you guys know pretty well named Jax. I had emailed him, but he's in Florida. He didn't call in either. So one thing about coming on the show, if you guys do agree to be on a guest on the show, I do really appreciate it if you guys do call in for the show. It makes it really difficult to do a show by yourself when you have no one to talk to. You guys have no idea what it's like to try to talk 30 minutes in a microphone by yourself. I mean, it's not easy. Anyway, I hope you guys check it out. I have a new video that I did on YouTube, by the way, and I just did a blog on a review of the Grand Sierra Resorts Casino here in Reno, Nevada. If you guys want to read that, all of our blogs, all my Outlaw Review blogs are no longer on www.outlawreview.com. They have all been moved to Facebook on Outlaw Review, and we blog on Facebook. So if you guys want to read our Outlaw Review blogs, that's where they've all been moved to. www.outlawsportsentertainment still up and running. I am still out doing a lot of events around Reno, Nevada, believe it or not. I have not had a lot of events to do lately in Reno, Nevada. Currently trying to set up a UFC event that is coming to the Grand Sierra Resorts. And, doing some other local just fun events. Like I'm supposed to be doing the Leprechaun Crawl, covering that. That's coming up here in March. And unfortunately, here in Reno, the weather is pretty chilly in January, so not a lot of outdoor events and stuff that happens in January. February, again, not really a lot of events of here in Reno, Nevada, so been kind of quiet, and it's hard to see you guys out there. This is the Outlaw Michael Tomczyk saying, become an outlaw because you're wanted.